This is Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher Deborah Ross. One of the historical names for God is Jehovah, which we get from the ancient Hebrew language. And of course, we know that Jehovah is love. It's Jehovah's pure love, revealed through the person of Jesus Christ, that sets us free from the bondage of sin. Today, Deborah uses 1 and 2 Corinthians to help shine a light on how truth truly sets us free.
Today, I want to talk with you about a lesson that's actually in my new book called Woman to Woman, The Naomi and Ruth Experience. This lesson is called Coming Out from Among Them. And I want to start with God, G-O-D. And I'm talking about capital G, capital O, capital D, or capital L-O-R-D, all in caps. And that is actually Jehovah. Our American Bibles, our English Bibles, don't always say Jehovah or Yahweh. But if you see capital, all capitals for the name of God, or if you see Lord, it means Jehovah or Yahweh. And Jehovah is the revealing God. He is the I Am. He is the God of truth. He is a righteous judge. Now, I'll tell you, everybody loves to hear about God when we're talking about God as love, and He certainly is love. He is love, but He is also the God of truth, and He's a righteous judge. He's a revealing God, and I think His love encompasses that truth. His love encompasses that righteousness because, He wants the best for us, and so if He doesn't speak truth to us, that's not the best. That would be a lie. So He only speaks truth, and He requires truth on the inward parts of our being. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. You see, 1 Corinthians 13:6 says, love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Friend, love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. God loves you, and He rejoices in the truth of who He is, and the truth of who you are, and the truth of who He wants you to be, because He has called you a son or a daughter. You are a child of the King, and He's trying to get you somewhere. He's trying to get you into the fullness of your identity. But He only rejoices in the truth. And so we're going to have to come out from among them and be separate and walk and live in the truth. John 8:32 says, and you will know the truth. And this is the Amplified. And you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. Now, friend, the word salvation actually means deliverance. It means health, welfare, aid, victory, prosperity, rescue, defend, liberty, to be safe, and to preserve. You see, Jesus came to set us free. He came to set you free. But friend, freedom requires truth, and truth is holy. So we are commanded to be holy because God is holy. And really, holiness is just to be sanctified, to be set apart, to be free from sin, to be sacred, to have respect for God. He's holy. And I think today in our society, so many, don't really understand the holiness of God. I think that people try to lump God in this one big thing of, there's lots of gods, there's lots of way to God or whatever, which is a lie. God is holy. He is set apart. He is the one true God. And He says that we are to be holy. We're to be set apart because He is holy. We should look different. We should think different. We should talk different. People should see that we are different. We're children of the King. They should see that. But we're going to have to come out from among them and be separate. And we're going to have to seek to live in truth. Truth. And truth is holy. Leviticus 19:2 says, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And 1 Peter 1:13-16 says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Friend, we've got to come out from among them and be separate. Well, you might be thinking, well, come out from among who? Well, God wants us to come out from among the world system. You know, this world has a way of doing things that are contrary to the kingdom. The kingdom is on the flip side of the world. The world is going one way and the kingdom's going another way. So God says, come out from the world. Come out from religion and family traditions or dysfunctions that are not of God. Come out from the lies. The devil has told us lies. We have lies coming in our ears, lies playing in our mind, lies in our eyes. Come out from under those lies and walk in the truth. Come out from that venomous tongue. You know, so many times we get caught up in letting our tongue, you know, just blurt out things that might flash through our mind, and they're not holy. And God says, I want you to come out from among that. I want you to be holy. I want you to watch your tongue. I want you to come out from among wrong thoughts, wrong motives, wrong attitudes. So God says, come out from among them. I'm going to start with come out from the world. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And in the Amplified, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you." You see, God wants us to come out from among the world. He wants us to be different, and we're to be progressively different. You see, I'm not the same person today that I was yesterday, and I praise God that I don't intend to be the same person tomorrow that I am today. I want to go from glory to glory to glory to glory as He changes me. He changes my mind. He changes my heart. He changes my attitude. He changes my motive. I want to become more like Him each and every day. And the Bible also says, "I will dwell among them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people." So come out from among unbelievers and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. He says, "And I will graciously receive you and welcome you with favor. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters," says the Lord Almighty. God wants to be your father. He is your father, but He wants you to recognize Him as your father, and He wants you to recognize yourself as a son or as a daughter of the King, of the God, the Jehovah, the great I Am, Jehovah, the righteous judge, the God of truth, the revealing God. He wants you to recognize yourself as a son or a daughter because you're made in His image. Now, what is unclean? Well, taking what is not yours. False idols, images, statues, things that God has clearly told you are not for you. False gods. Anything or anyone you think about more than God. Oh, man. You know, our minds can really get cluttered with some thoughts. And sometimes these thoughts just take over us, you know. And we've got to be intentional about saying, God, help me to put you first in my mind. I don't want to think about something else more than I think about you. You know, what else is unclean? Horoscopes, witchcraft, superstitions, unholy celebrations. Oh, wow. How about drug abuse and alcohol abuse and gluttony and pornography? And I'll tell you, unclean can even slip into our entertainment, movies and music that's vulgar and takes the name of the Lord our God in vain. You know, maybe social groups or friends or family that pull you down and blaspheme God, and they rob you of your joy. God says, come out from among them and be separate. Okay? We want to also come out from among religion, from family traditions and dysfunctions that are not of God. Malachi 2:17, and this is the Message Bible, it says, you make God tired with all your talk. How do we tire him out, you ask? By saying God loves sinners and sin alike. God loves all. And also by saying judgment. God's too nice to judge. Oh, man. Malachi says, you make God tired with all your talk. You see, God does love sinners, but he does hate sin. So when we say judgment, God's too nice to judge. Well, no, he is Jehovah, and he is the righteous judge, and he is holy, and he's the God of truth. Not because he's trying to put a burden on you, but because he's trying to set you free. And the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. So come out from among tradition. Mark 7:13 says, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things do you. You know, you nullify the authority of the word of God, acting as if it did not apply to us because of our tradition, which has been handed down to us through elders, maybe. And then we teach those things. We teach it to other people. And God says, come out from that. Dysfunctions. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. That's Isaiah 5:20. You see, friend, God wants us to come out from among them and be separate. Now, I'm going to talk about coming out from among the lies. You know, the devil's told us lies. There's lies that we tell ourselves. There's lies that others have told us. And the Lord says, come out from among those lies and believe that God is for you. He is not against you. Agree with God that you're a child of the King. The devil is a liar, and we do not agree with him. We come out from among them and be separate. Come out from among our venomous tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Friend, we need to watch our words. We need to watch our words. Every thought that comes through our mind is not meant to be uttered by our mouth. So God, please change my mind, change my heart, change my thoughts. Help me to have thoughts like you. Help me to have an attitude that is more in line with your kingdom. Help me to have a motive that is more in line with your heart. And help me to watch my mouth so that my mouth speaks loving kindness and it speaks healing to the nations. So you see, Jehovah is the God of truth. He is the righteous judge. And love does not rejoice in iniquity. Love rejoices in the truth. God wants us to be in truth because he loves us. He loves you. Jesus came to set you free, but friend, freedom requires truth, and truth is holy. We are commanded to be holy, to come out from among them and be separate. Thanks again for listening to Choose Life. I want to encourage you to get my book, Woman to Woman, The Naomi and Ruth Experience. I think you'll be encouraged. This is a lesson in the book, Come Out from Among Them. If you want to get my book, visit my website at Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, rossministries.org.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.